open up to light, as we open up to our ascended status. So we want to remember ascended status is really our natural extension of self, as we will permit, as we will allow, as we will self-endorse. So when I say self-endorse, I literally have, you know, like the evolution of man. So you got like Cro-Magnon man and the missing link, and you know, it's like in the evolution. So this is what I'm seeing for each of us. Now when I'm, so it's like we're opening up to light's consent, love's consent, love's brushstroke. So when I receive each of us, there's like this expanding gesture, there's this expanding transference of ascended status. So I see it, but I really feel it energetically. So we want to remember everything's frequency. We want to remember that everything is reverberating, is tuning to love's harmonics. And they keep saying in broad stroke likeness, as we will self-endorse. So this means coming upon our essence, coming upon our holiness, coming upon our gifted status. So we're gifting ourselves, we're opening up to our truth, we're opening up to love's harmonics. So these energies are quickening our frequency, they're quickening our vibration, they're signaling our return. And so we understand that as we allow this symphony of love to be established in our higher heart, they're saying forever and ever, and they're kind of winking because this is who we actually are in eternity. So we're allowing that realization, we're allowing that pulsation, we're allowing that permission, that graduation. So they're saying permission, graduation, because it's not that we're not already there, it just has to do with what we attune to, what we subscribe, what we allow, what we self-endorse. So when we endorse separation, when we endorse disease, when we endorse hatred to self or others, it's there, but we're not privy to it. We're not experiencing heaven's riches, heaven's doorway. So as we will allow our sacred imagery, our sacred image, so this is an energetic pulsation. So just imagine there's a template of your true conviction, of your true self. So when we allow that endorsement, it's like an energy signaling that brings us into balance, that brings us into harmony, where it's just imagine like something being shoved down, squashed down, and it can get really compact, but the second that you breathe in life, in other words, you allow movement, it returns to its natural formation. It returns to, like, you just squash something down and boom, it goes back to its natural placement. In essence, this is what we're doing, and they're saying we're demanding. So not demanding like demanding over another, but it's demanding meaning that we're in charge. We're signaling our advancement. We are not waiting for the next ray of light to hit the planet. We're not waiting for God's mercy. Spirit, in essence, is waiting on our self-endorsement. In other words, returning to the essence of love, returning to the canvas of our truest nature, our truest claim. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our divine inheritance, what occurs then is everything that supports trespasses against self, everything that's not in alignment with our holy possession, it's going to self-abort. It's not going to hang out. It's not going to stick. It's just going to start hanging off at its hinges, because at last, we're reporting to duty. We're reporting to our natural lifestyle, and we're truly in service, because as we bring forth ourselves to divine relevance, this is what at last signals the homecoming to be established on ascended earth, because we're the ones that are ascending in our Christhood, in our Buddhahood. So as we will allow this unfoldment, they're saying this natural unfoldment. So the more that we understand, we're placing ourselves in victory. This is our choosing. This is our divine inheritance. It is what we came here to do in this incarnation, is to take on the trials and tribulations, to take on the false injuries of the world. And so to come into our proper signaling, so in essence what we're doing is we're transmuting falsified self and allowing our full engagement. Now, as we do this, we bring this reckoning, these signs and symbols, into the collective so that all may partake, so that all may enjoy. So someone may experience us in frequency in the literal, rub up against us, bump up against us, or they may simply receive that signaling in the collective. And hold on one quick second. Come here, buddy. Come here. You can do it. You can do it. Sorry, guys. They're doing some repair work out there. Come on, buddy. Okay. So signaling our return to our divine structure. So as we will allow full engagement, so this is sort of like we're living in the linear. Well, I just got to pay my bills. I got to go back to work. Like, this is linear. So it's not that we give up our day job. It's not that we give up form, but we relax and do emphasis in terms of the energetic relevance we travel with. So we're allowing our sweet returning. We're allowing our sweet acknowledgement. Now, this brings forth prosperity. They're saying guaranteed. They're basically saying, do we have any takers? Do we have any takers? Because remember, we're adjusting from falsified claims. So the belief in separation, doing without, struggle to achieve, struggle to arrive. So as we bring forth our recommended value to our higher placement and currency, at last we self-subscribe. In other words, this is how masters manifest, because they recognize there's no separation. So their pulsation, their frequency is magnetic, because remember, the separation is an illusion. So we're the ones coming into higher proximity. We're the ones coming into proper alignment. So when I said proper alignment, it was like I'm looking at like a bunch of birds that are flying in formation. So we want to remember that we're coming into our true excellence. In other words, this has been the plan all along, to bring Christ into form in mass. So it's not just Jesus the Christ, it's Christ in mass. This and more ye shall do. So what we're coming to is this age of self-revelation, revealing the true self. And from there, in form, but creating, mastering, manifesting from our mastery excellence. So as we will bring forth full endowment, as we will bring forth our, can't get that word, but it's almost like our treasure chest. So each of us have a divine appointment. Each of us have a signaling. Some of us are going to be on platform. Some of us are going to be helping caretakers, helping those in assistance. So we want to remember that we've each subscribed, sort of like a tapestry, like reporting to our station. In other words, that God blessing being used through us to bring forth higher endowment. So this is feeding the hungry, not in the food, in the spiritual manna. Well, you can only feed, you can only bless when you're complete, when your tummy's full, when you're holding the alchemy of love. So this is, they're saying it's very important, because some of us are still in martyrdom status. So I will do without. I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be selfish. I don't need to like hoard. And so we're a little confused. They're saying we're behind the times, because in order to serve, we serve out of our merriment. So we're releasing that false conditioning that, you know, it's somehow pious to be small, to not have enough, to need a bag to get your to get your daily meal. So true manifestation is serving out of your rich status. It could be physical rich, it could be financial rich, it could be spiritual awareness rich, richness of full persuasion. So as we will receive our homecoming, so the homecoming is, remember, we're coming from our full station. So you want to feel that energetic placement. We don't have to crunch up. We don't have to be like shoved down. I'll just take up this little corner. Just give me a little cot over here. We allow full placement. Now, this is very relevant because some of us hold light that is just beautiful. And then we come into fellowship. We come upon another and we go back into shrinkage status. So we're entitled, where everyone's entitled to receive us, but we're entitled to receive us first in our first glance. So this means getting comfortable in your light, getting comfortable having it be received and for others to feel, to notice, for you to feel comfortable in your full endowment, in your full endowment. So this is graciousness of God. This is graciousness of holy remembrance. No one is without. It's all the illusion of separation. Everyone comes complete. What we're each doing is casting our favoritism. In other words, we're each demonstrating the look of love. This is what you're entitled to in your full manifestation, incarnated as love, prescribing to your riches, prescribing to the frequency of full manifestation. So as we each hold this posturing, as we each hold this premise, allow yourself to receive your light. Allow all orchestrations. In other words, we all have places where it's still a riddle. I believe in all this, but I'm still experiencing separation over here. Allow these energies to stir you to rightful posturing. In other words, to teach you your true inheritance where you're still idolizing, like, in other words, false idols, still prescribing to doing without separation. And allow these energies to stir you to rightful placement. In English, showing you where you've been out of alignment and addressing your full riches, addressing your full status. So riches are going to be spiritual riches. Out of my frequency, all arrives. All is ordered. All is achieved. According to our heavenly blessing, according to our higher self. So if we have attachment to something that's not divine will, well, then we may think we need it, but we actually don't. So we don't want sidestepping. We don't want to consider our own heavenly wishes. So we have ideas, but divine first, divinity first, proper placement. May everything serve the highest advancement. Whatever my I am self, my divine self, my divine counterpart sees fit. May I serve the greatest and highest good. May each of my steps, each of my thoughts, each of my casted convictions raise the bar of spiritual excellence. That all may grow, that all may prosper, that all may receive, may all come to know themselves as equal. So this is the dream of inequality at its best. Oh gosh, this is all changing. They're saying, who's gonna change it? And they're saying, like, the best of the best of the best have arrived, have seeded the planet. and are creating quite a stir. Creating quite a stir. So we're creating a stir in frequency. The amount of support we each have to come to our proper destination is absurdly fantastic. The odds are staked in our favor. As we will subscribe to loveliness, so that means receiving our golden arc, our golden light, allowing the light to bless us that we may bless the many. Let us receive. Remember, we're opening up to our own warehouse. So we're not coveting someone else's gift if that is not the gift that we are to deliver. Rightful placement. If you're a healer in this lifetime, you don't need to be the best channeler in the world. If you're here to bring forth our riches and endowments to others, it may be that you don't channel at all. Rightful placement. Serving the light, being the light. Allowing all to be stirred by your light. And wherever there are crevices, nooks and corners, crannies, where you have been in suffering, impoverished content, let it receive the light. Let it be blessed. Let it be transmuted. When an ancient hatred becomes love. The ancient hatred is not warring in countries far, far away. It's right within yourselves. It's within your own heart. It's all us. It's all us. We're healing ourselves. And that brings forth healing of the world. So receive. Notice where you still haven't received. Notice where you can receive a bit more. Notice where you don't want to be selfish. There's still a couple that it's like, well, I want there to be enough. Abundance. Without limit. And so it is.